Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know that Shaletta Brundage has officially reached the privileged state of her life. Because with all the black women in society that are losing their jobs and she drinking on the job right now, like, what's going on? What's happening here? Oh, you know I'm telling the truth.
It's an
epidemic.
It is National Mimosa Day. And so I found out this morning on Jordana's show, they said it was National Mimosa Day. So I went and I brought the champagne. I brought the orange juice. I got some red plastic cups because that's how we get down. I called Mike Lynch out of retirement and we are, drinking because that's what you do when you put up the Christmas decorations. So we put up the Christmas decorations in the studio and we're having us a drink. Me and Mike Lynch. Uncle Mike, I said I'm having a drink. He said he's sipping.
You watch yourself over there. I'm trying to protect you. You watch it over there. Hey, look, one thing that I tend to get at times are people that get upset when we are talking sports, and everybody knows I'm a sports fan and with a sports radio background and started at KFAN and went to other markets. When we are critical of athletes and their play, there's a part of the Minnesota sports fan base that gets triggered anytime that there's criticism, which I don't get. Like, that makes no sense. Nobody, I repeat, nobody should be in this business that are just going to give homer takes. That should not how it works. When you step into this role, whether as a host, as a columnist, even analyzing, you got to talk about the bad along with the good plays.
Give the truth? Is that what you're saying?
You have to.
Like,
yes,
the economy?
You got to call it both ways. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Just like with the economy. In all things in life, you got to take the good with the bad, and you got to talk about it. And there are certain people that view, like, Minnesota sports, and when it's covered, that you always got to find the silver linings. You always got to talk about the good stuff. And I fundamentally disagree with that. And I'm not saying that this is just a Minnesota thing. I'm saying anywhere that you live and you work and you report and you follow sports teams and players, you should talk about everything and not just be biased with your opinion one way or the other. And let's be clear here. I'm saying don't be a homer. And I'm also saying don't be biased to always be hating on every player or hating on every team. When a team plays well or they're doing good things, you should talk about it in that way, in a positive way too. There are people that want to be negative just to be negative. And then there are people that are like, oh, I can't never see a bad thing about. That doesn't work for me either way. And it shouldn't work for anybody. So when Minnesota sports fans tell the media that we're too critical, you got to understand the landscape here isn't like most places. And I'll give you guys a massive example. Our team had a great game on Sunday. They shut out the Washington Commanders 31-0. On Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles, they lost in overtime to the L.A. Chargers. Their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, not a great night. Okay, it wasn't a great night. And the Eagles, they have put themselves and elevated themselves into an organization where it's about winning Super Bowls. It's about winning their division every single year. They are supposed to be in that window of having an opportunity to win championships. Jalen Hurts was the MVP in winning a Super Bowl. 2 years prior, what happened? They were in the Super Bowl and they lost to Kansas City. They got their revenge this past year. They've had some high points this year. They've had some low points this year. But when you talk about sports radio in Philadelphia, man, they are freaking out. Sports Radio WIP, one of their hosts, asked Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni about benching Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a possibility? Is Jalen definitely your starter Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a possibility later this season, if he continues to struggle, that you can make a change at the quarterback spot?
No, I think that's ridiculous. You know, I think, you know, Jalen Hurts, I know every time I go out in that field with Jalen Hurts as our quarterback, we have a chance to win the game. And that's, you know, that's something that's been proven. You know, we've won a lot of football games. And again, we don't ever go into something and assign, this is a team game. You know, this is the most ultimate team game. So when you win together as a team, you lose together as a team. It's never just one thing. You know, I kind of said that, you know, last week or the week before with Kevin, the same deal. And so, I know every time I step, you know, every time I walk on that field and Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback, I have so much confidence that we can win every game and any game that we play that we're in.
The coach of the Philadelphia Eagles was asked about the possibility of benching Jalen Hurts. So I don't want to hear it when people call into the Lake Show or text the Lake Show and they're saying to me, well, why are you being overly critical of J.J. McCarthy? Get out of here. Get out of here. I get that he's a second-year quarterback and essentially a rookie quarterback, whatever. But no one's above criticism in sports. They're not. And I show him some grace in knowing that he's young and knowing that he's inexperienced. But to think that you can't question anything, especially when it's a roller coaster, like he'll have a good week, then he'll have a terrible week. Like, I think we got to knock it off. And this is funny because I get, you know, emotional and I get fired up. Listen to another host on Sports Radio WIP. He went off after the Jalen Hurts performance.
Can we stop lying to ourselves now? Can we stop lying to ourselves and realize that the quarterback is the problem with this offense? Okay, I don't want to hear about Kevin Betullo tonight. I don't want to hear about the offensive line. The pass protection was fine. The play calling was fine. The quarterback has been the problem for the last 5 weeks. And I am tired of hearing the excuses. I'm tired of hearing about, oh, he plays the best and biggest games. Oh, he won a Super Bowl last year. I don't care about that right now. I care about this season. And the bottom line is, the quarterback has sucked for the last 5 games, and you cannot win in spite of your quarterback. And this is the thing. Like, people get, oh, why aren't you throwing the ball across the middle? Why aren't you running different routes? Well, maybe we have our answer now. And I am just so tired of these blinders that people have put on for the last 5 weeks. And it's not to excuse A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown sucked tonight, too. I mean, the drop passes were ridiculous. But the Kevin Betullo stuff, and the play calling, and everybody trying to find every other reason for why this offense isn't working. The quarterback stinks right right now.
Yep.
I don't know what else to say. It's beyond obvious. I hope everybody realizes it. If you still don't believe that's true, you're living in denial. I mean, Troy Aikman tonight skewering Jalen Hurts. I mean, talking about all the balls that he, all the reads that he's missing. Inaccurate throw here, inaccurate throw there, and you cannot win with this kind of quarterback play. And I don't know, maybe he'll come out of it. I mean, this, I guess, could turn around in his career, but this season, this guy has been the biggest problem. He's stunk all year. He's been god-awful the last 5 weeks, and I'm tired of people acting like that's not the reality.
Jalen Hurts hasn't had the greatest of seasons. In sports, and in athletes' sports lives, there are times where you have down years. This hasn't been a great season for him. Jalen Hurts is not the reason why the Philadelphia Eagles are struggling right now. He's one of the reasons. Their offensive line, heavily banged up. You got guys like Lane Johnson, really good football players, out. Out. Not available. So you got injury issues there. They did touch on, and haven't touched on enough. A.J. Brown's been pouting all year long. And then on Monday Night Football, he's dropping pass after pass after pass, some of them in the end zone. And by the way, I know for a fact that's happening because he's on my fantasy football team and I suck. You got a field goal, a 44-yard field goal missed by the field goal kicker. Like, it's not all Jalen Hurts. And by the way, what was the biggest reason why the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year? Not the game, but the season.
Jalen Hurts is really good.
Yeah. No, but the biggest reason was because Saquon Barkley was out of his mind last
year. Yeah, that does help.
They can't run the football anymore. Shocker. Do you think that that's a Jalen Hurts? I mean, come on. There's a lot of things to it. My whole point in bringing all of this up is...
your fantasy football team and you're not happy?
No, is that in Minnesota, I don't ever want to hear us get questioned or challenged about why we're being critical. We got nothing on Philly. We got nothing on WFAN in New York. We got nothing on Kansas City. When I was in Kansas, man, they're crazy there.
Well, they got to be going crazy right now.
You can only imagine.
Oh, I mean, their wide receiver out. Core, freaking tight ends, Kelsey. Out. Great job
Mahomes
catching the ball
sucks.
The other night.
Seriously, dude, it's insane. We've seen so don't whenever Patrick Royce or Jim Suhan or anybody or me or Chad, when we say certain things, like it's nothing. When you talk about criticism, it's never on 10. I don't know that we even rise above a 5. Compared to the rest of the country.
Are you saying we should rise up even more?
No,
or the rest of the country
needs to just
calm it down?
We should be fair in our criticism. I don't think that we have to get to a level and fake it, but I don't think that we should have to curb it as well.
That's fair.
So that's just me. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, Michael Glashine, longtime FBI agent serving as operations director of the National Security Branch. He spoke at a House Homeland Security Committee hearing today, and it did not go well. We get to that next on the Chad Arvin Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Michael Glashine, Operations Director of the FBI's National Security Branch. Earlier today, he spoke at a House Homeland Security Committee hearing, and it did not go well. It did not go well at all. And I think that the sound bites and the video, I don't want to say is viral, but people are paying attention to it because it just, I think it's a terrible look. It's a terrible look for him. It's a terrible look for the organization. It's really a bad look for him because during this committee hearing, he said that Antifa was the agency's primary concern and the most immediate violent threat that we're facing in the U.S. Listen to this back and forth between Mr. Glashine and Congressman Benny Thompson.
Executive Board of Domestic Terrorist Organization, Antifa. That's our primary concern right now.
All right, that's what President Trump did. What did the FBI say?
We share the same view. When you look at the data right now, you look at the domestic terrorist threat that we're facing right now, what I see from my position is that's the most immediate violent threat that we're facing on the domestic side.
So where is the Antifa headquartered?
Uh-oh.
What we're doing right now with the organization.
Where in the United States does Antifa exist? If it's a terrorist organization and you've identified it as number one.
We are building out the infrastructure right now.
So what does that mean? You see, we're trying to get the information. You say Antifa is a terrorist organization. Tell us as a committee, how did you come to that? Where do they exist? How many members do they have in the United States as of right now?
Well, that's very fluid. It's ongoing for us to understand that. The same, no different than Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
No, I don't want you. I've asked one question, sir. I just want you to tell us. If you said Antifa is the number one domestic terrorist organization operating in the United States, I just need to know where they are, how many people. I don't want a name. I don't want anything like that. Just how many people have you identified with the FBI that Antifa is made of?
Well, the investigations are active.
Sir, you wouldn't come to this committee and say something you can't prove, I know. I know you wouldn't do that. But you did.
Utterly embarrassing. It's embarrassing. When in just that short soundbite there, that short clip of audio, Mr. Glasheen just really, he made the department look bad, but he made himself ultimately look bad, okay? I mean, and he even went to, and he said this himself, that he looked at the data. They're asking him. Benny Thompson's asking him, well, tell us where they're headquartered. Tell us how many members. He had nothing. He had nothing. And this is the reason why I bring this up. This is the reason why I bring this up. To me, this is evidence that you don't believe what you're saying. This is clear evidence to me that he doesn't believe what he is saying. Because Michael Glasheen has been part of the FBI since 2001. You can't be a part of the FBI that long and have that little insight and perspective on Antifa. You can't do it. So what this is boiled down to is he has been told what to say and he's doing what he's being told. He had nothing for that committee hearing. He had zero, nothing. You just heard it. To me, what he just stated when he made the comment, let me look at it real quick here because I had it in my notes. The comment specifically about we are building the infrastructure right now, that is the equivalent of Donald Trump on the campaign trail last year saying concepts of a plan. That's it. It's the same thing. That he just went concepts of a plan in that hearing. This, to me, he cannot be a part of the FBI since 2001 and just be that unknowledgeable. This is not possible, in my opinion, Dave.
It was a very strange back and forth. Yes, because of the lack of answers. Okay, if we're talking about Antifa, and if you really believe Antifa is the greatest internal threat right now to Americans and American security, well, have an answer. You know, there was so much silence, and if you watch the video, he's just kind of fumbling with his hands. You know, okay, if Antifa doesn't have a quote-unquote headquarters, as Benny Johnson asked, if they're a group that operates online, that operates, you know, sort of in the darkness on the dark web, well, say that. Say it. You know, we get that they're not a Fortune 500 company that's headquartered, you know, on Fifth Avenue in New York City. We understand that. You can, as a guy from the FBI who's been there, as you said, for so many years, you can explain to Congressman Johnson, to the American public, this is your chance to explain what you believe Antifa to be, why you believe it to be a danger, if it actually is. But you're right. There was not even an explanation against what Benny Johnson was asking, not, you know, saying, no, they don't have a headquarters. This is what we're talking about. It was just, as you said, we're building out the infrastructure.
I just cannot. Maybe I'm giving him too much the benefit of the doubt. I just don't think that gentleman is that dumb. Now, do I think it was dumb enough for him to say certain things, whatever, without coming out with actual info? Yes. But do I think that he knows a lot more? Let me say this again. I think that he was told to say that, and he's just playing out and doing what he is being told. To me, this and Mike Lynch agrees with me. this to me, what he said today is essentially what Trump said about concepts of a plan. That we're building out the infrastructure. What Benny Thompson even said it in the soundbite. Well, what does that even mean? He had no comeback.
No, we don't. We didn't learn what it meant because it means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look one more time at the weather, get a look in on traffic. But the topic coming up next is about living, or what is the key to living your best life? You'll be surprised at what that might be. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What is the key to living your best life? The key to living your best life, according to somebody that is extremely wealthy, is what sounds like it's just chasing your dreams. And I know that that will mean different things to different people. But billionaire Mark Cuban, he states that you just got to get after it, man. You got to chase your dreams. You got to. For many people to ultimately reach the type of success and happiness that they want, you got to get stuck out of your day-to-day. You got to get out of what you are so accustomed to doing. You have to ultimately get out of what? Your comfort zone. And let me be clear. In my position, I believe that that is true. Because I believe that when I ultimately wander out and do other things and chase other dreams, that I will be living my best life. I don't think that right now I'm living a good life. I feel extremely blessed. I have a job that I love. I'm having fun with it. I have great coworkers, colleagues, former colleagues that are here today hanging out with us, like Mike Lynch. Like, I have a lot of fun. Do cool things, know cool people. I mean, listen, I'm sitting here doing the weather report, and then I have a former colleague that can just hop on the microphone and finish the weather report.
Well, I could, but you're doing such a good job, and why would I want to do that? I mean,
because I wanted your assistance.
You got momentum going here. Well, and that sounds, goes sound really corny. I go back. I started at WCCO in 1980. And I saw a lot of the Giants here, Ray Christensen, Boone Erickson, Steve Cannon, and you guys, as far as I'm concerned, Dave, you, and so many others are just keeping the tradition.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
A lot of good talent.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Nice seeing you, man.
Good seeing you. Yeah. Stay out of trouble or just don't get caught.
I love that from Mike Lynch. He's like, it'll probably be just the just don't get caught part. But seriously, Chasing your dreams is likely the key to living your best life. And Mark Cuban, he states that for to get into a position of branching out and doing your own thing and being able to live your best life, whether it's starting your own business or own venture, there's a lot of things you just got to poo-poo and get away from. And he states, if you want to get rich, and this is the financial part of it, okay? Because living your best life isn't just about the money. But financially, he says, if you want to get rich, you got to give some things up. That you got to consistently drink water and not coffee. Because we live in such a caffeinated society, right? Everybody wants their lattes. We're hitting up Starbucks. We're hitting up Caribou. We're hitting up all the smaller coffee shops. He says, you drink water. Drink water. You got to give up those coffee dates. He says you got to eat mac and cheese and not McDonald's all the time. You got to give up McDonald's. You got to save every penny. That is the message that he's saying. You got to save. And until you are able to really break through and make it, save every penny. And it, to me, that just makes sense. It fundamentally makes sense. Now, I'm not saying that it's 100% true and that you can't treat yourself or do whatever, but I would lean into advice from Mark Cuban in this perspective as opposed to maybe some other people.
Not a bad idea.
He
seems to know what he's talking about. No, I think it's probably a bigger problem than any of us know, how many people that live beyond their means or push it as far as they can. You know, we hear the stats. You know, probably every 6 months, every year, the percentage of people in America that are living paycheck to paycheck. And it's always, you know, 60-ish percent, you know, 50 to 60%. And that number seems absurd until you really think about how many folks, they stretch that check so far because they are either living beyond their means, living right up to it. You know, people that are house poor, people that are car poor, that, you know, drive the Tesla or the whatever
that
it is.
That we really can't afford.
Because they want to be seen in the Tesla or something. Not because it's the most sensible car for them, but because that's what society has told them they need to do, right? They need to look a certain way. They need to project a certain image to whether it's their coworkers, whether it's their parents, whether it's their friends, whether it's their neighbors, whoever it is. They need to project wealth. They need to project the fact that they're perhaps doing better than they are to feel that sort of status in their life.
Yep. He says, as a couple of notes with regards to becoming wealthy and getting rich, he said it was sacrifice, it was discipline, and a whole lot of mac and cheese.
On
a blog, but going back to 2008, he laid out exactly what he believed it takes to get rich. He says, first, cut out the shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. None. He warned that if someone is offering you a guaranteed return, they're likely getting rich off you.
Yep.
Not with you. If a deal is a great deal, they aren't going to share it with you. His advice, he says, start with the basics. Save your money. Save as much money as you possibly can. Every penny that you can. Skip the coffee. Drink water. Skip the McDonald's. Eat things like mac and cheese. He says cut up your credit cards because if you're swiping to buy things you can't afford, he says you're not serious about wealth. And that would make sense. I think that, but the thing about this and this commentary, this advice, because I'll look at it as advice, is it goes realistically against the majority of what we do as Americans. We live in a society where you just touched on it, Dave Harrigan. We live above our means. Right now, today, it's December the 11th. Christmas Day is 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's happening right now? Till over the next couple weeks, swipe, 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 yes. And that's just what happens. And you put yourself in debt. And it's not to say that you can't go and pay those credit cards. I got credit cards. I got a few of them up in my wallet right now. But the bottom line is to get to that next level financially, or to chase your dreams, or to put yourself in a position to do things that maybe you never thought that you'd be able to do, it's really about that being financially responsible.
Yes, I remember this number from not that long ago. The latest update on American credit card debt, the total amount of debt Americans have on their credit cards right now is over $1.2 trillion. $1.2 trillion. Oof. And so much of that is not getting paid off every month. It's getting a 19, 20, 22, 25% interest rate tacked on top of it every month. I think as Americans, we are told that, you know, debt can be powerful. You know, you can build your credit score with debt. You can also crush yourself financially.
Yeah, you can.
You can crush yourself for years, for decades, for your entire life. And if you're carrying that big credit card balance and, okay, I can't pay it off, well, eventually I'll just roll it over to another credit card. Well, that's zero interest for a few months. Great, it is. And then the interest kicks in and you still haven't paid it off. And it just keeps snowballing and snowballing until you are, there is nowhere to go. You're stuck and you cannot get out from under it.
He also states that cash is king, and Cuban made it clear you don't save to retire. You save so you can strike when the moment is right. You see something that you can take advantage of, and you know that financially this could make you prosperous, you strike at it. Which,
that's a hard thing to do, and that's also easy to say when you've got all the billions, you can strike at a lot of things.
It is, but he's been there, done that, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm inclined to believe, like, I don't think that he, when Mark Cuban says this, I don't think that he is saying that every person has the ability to do this, but for those that do, take advantage of it.
Sure.
So
get yourself on Shark Tank. That helps.
It makes a whole lot of sense. All right, so we'll take a break, come back. Final segment of the Chad Hartman Show before Drive Time with DeRussia. All right, so a couple things to get to before we get to Jason DeRussia, Drive Time with DeRussia, as we finish off the Chad Hartman Show. It sounds as though, according to an update with the Sharon Moore news out of Michigan, the former Michigan Wolverines head football coach who was fired yesterday, he's in police custody now, he's being detained. It sounds like he's going to be detained at least until tomorrow. There's going to be some sort of hearing, or he's going to be arraigned tomorrow. So we'll see how that plays out, but it sounds like he's not going anywhere today. Now, new information is coming out that saying, there's some reporting that's saying that he was acting strangely or acting strange before the firing took place yesterday. So I guess what days leading up, you never know what's going on, man. And they're saying, well, possibly maybe there was some concerns about a mental health struggle. We're going to see how all of this information, what's true, what's false, what's fact, what's fiction, how this will play out. But you talk about a fall from grace. My goodness, man. Like, this thing is, and this is, let's be fair here. This is a story that continues to grow with information. But, and I don't know if you agree with me on about this, Dave, but I fundamentally believe that this story is being underreported. I believe that this story is being not put on Front Street the way it typically is put on Front Street. And you know why? Because Sharon Moore is not a household name. If this was a bigger name coach, this would be one of the lead stories in the entire country. Not sports stories, entire country. Entire country. If it wasn't Sharon Moore and this was Jim Harbaugh, if this was Lane Kiffin, if it was a household name, we can sit here and we can talk about Michigan is a household name, but Sharon Moore is not a, like, you can't walk in every bar and say Sharon Moore and people like, I don't know who that is. You walk into every bar in the country and you say Nick Saban and people know who you're talking about.
Of course.
So imagine if this was Nick Saban in Alabama, nonstop 24/7. CNN would be camped out in Tuscaloosa. Seriously. Sharon Moore is not that well known. New to the job, not a high profile guy. Young guy.
Big time program, though.
Big, but not a big time name.
No, that's true.
I mean, heck, if this was, who's another coach has been somewhere for a long, long time where it just, oh gosh, because there's been so much movement in college football throughout the years. But seriously, if this was a well-known established guy that had been at a school for like 15, 20 years, won several championships, all stuff, yeah, it would be, if it was Ryan Day. Mm-hmm. If it was Ryan Day at Ohio State, the reigning national champions, much bigger deal. I'm not saying it should be a different deal. That's not what I'm saying. I am just saying that it's not as elevated because of who it is. And you look over your shoulder right now, that TMZ Live, it's their lead story, but this is a TMZ type moment.
Are we waiting to get the details on the charges? Does that make a difference that right now we know he was fired, we know there was an inappropriate relationship, and these, you know, the speculative details come out that we don't know that are true?
No, because if it was Nick Saban, it'd be nonstop coverage.
There's a difference between SEC and Big Ten football, obviously.
It just means more.
Yes. It, you know what it means?
Roll
more
Tide!
A lot more to ESPN.
Roll Tide. I do fundamentally believe that, though. Like, he's getting crushed. There's no doubt about it, right? He's getting crushed. But he's not getting crushed in a way that other people would.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, it helps him, I guess. Not much can help him right now, but it helps him not get crushed as much that people hear Sharon Moore. And, who's that? I may have heard that name before. Remind me. You know, that's kind of the reaction he gets. Because I'll be honest, I heard the name too. And then, oh, University of Michigan. Oh, that's okay. Yes. Okay, I'm with you. Okay, what happened now?
What if it was like John Calipari at Arkansas? Like, mm-hmm. That's a big name.
Sure.
That's a you have names, or Tom Izzo at Michigan State. Like, yeah, I mean, if it was Tom Izzo at Michigan State, it would end up being a Joe Paterno, Joe Pa thing. Like, you're done, you're out the door, it's and then everybody's like surrounding Tom Izzo's house. That's how it would be. And I'm not saying those names to disparage those individuals. I'm just using their names as examples,
sure,
in terms of their high profile and all that. So I'm just so everybody out there is clear, I'm not trying to say that these people are bad people. I'm just using them as examples. But yeah, man, super interesting. Super interesting. My goodness. But yeah, TMZ is going to have a field day with this.
Well, they already are.
Well, TMZ.
And that's where the truth will be, too. They will have it before anybody else.
You just stole my thunder. TMZ always finds a way, because of how much money that they pay to get insight and information, and to get, you know, they hear about something, they're going to go out, and they do, I will give them credit, they do a pretty good job of vetting a lot of the stuff that they get.
Mm-hmm.
They do. So TMZ, they break a lot of news. They didn't break this one, though. This one was broke yesterday by Pete Thamel and a couple people, I think even maybe Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter's an alum of Michigan.
That's right.
So ESPN broke it yesterday, but this is totally a TMZ-type deal. Totally. All right. It's, you know, make sure that you listen to the entire show. We had some good guests on. I think specifically I thought that Ryan Patch, CEO and co-founder of Fulton Brewery, he brought a lot of great information to the table with regards to how the big, beautiful bill is going to impact Minnesota businesses, specifically breweries, and specifically revolving around the THC products and that whole thing nationwide. So I thought that he was outstanding. He was in the opening hour of the show. We also had a conversation with Bobby Nightingale Jr. about the Minnesota Twins. It hurt me to hear, though, about the payroll, that he was like, when he said about off-season free agency, maybe if they spend, what, 15 to 20 million? Man, 15 to 20 million ain't going to make us competitive.
No, I think we can hope for a little bit better than that.
I'm broke right now, man. I'm brokenhearted. I got final pitch.
Powerball drawing Saturday night.
You don't have to go. No, I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about brokenhearted.
I'm saying if you win it, perhaps you become one of those minority investors and say, Mr. Polad, I've got $100 million here for your payroll of the next 2 years. Let's go.
Now, you heard me. I'm going to try to help the homeless.
Well, you can do both.
When I win Saturday night.
You can walk and chew gum at the same time.
I'll have some fancy new shoes at Twins Fest, though, if I do hit the Powerball.
Alligator skins?
Oh, man. I gotta figure out. I can't wait to hear who's going to be at Twins Fest. The majority of the guys do come to Twins Fest, but different shows and different hosts talk to different people. I wonder who I get this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.